Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we've got another big show straight ahead. And what better way to kick things off than heading to Norman, Oklahoma? We are going to talk some Sooner football with their legendary play-by-play radio voice, Bob Berry Sr. Bob, we want to welcome you back. It's been a while since we've had you on the program, but since this is also your final season to be the play-by-play voice for the Sooners, we wanted to celebrate your illustrious career. And also, we got to talk about those Sooners, 5-0 and 6th in the polls. Boomer Sooner, Bob.
Absolutely. Boomer Sooner, indeed. It's great to beat Texas. That's all great rivalry. I think, in my opinion, of course, which is very biased, but I think it's the greatest football rivalry in college football, OU Texas. So often the winner of that game goes on to win the South in the Big 12, and it's just a great rivalry and packed house. And just everything. It has everything, if you ask me.
Well, let's take time to recap last weekend's win for the Sooners. Texas-Oklahoma, as I said, OU prevails in that. But I have to tell you, I was kind of sitting on the edge of my seat and sweating it out a little bit in that fourth quarter, a little too close for comfort.
You know, it's amazing how over the years, teams have a certain personality, it seems like, as a team. It's hard to describe, but this team starts off with a house of fire almost in every ball game, and then fourth quarter, it's touch and go. And people keep asking, reporters ask Coach Stoops about that, and, you know, well, we aren't playing as well. There's various number of excuses, so to speak. I call them excuses. But it's amazing how they've had that personality. And that happened last Saturday. They had a great start, and it looked like they're going to blow Texas out, and they were lucky to win. And in many respects, they're late.
What do you think needs to happen to have more consistency? And as you said, they come out blazing, you know, from the start. But to have a strong finish, and perhaps, I don't know if this is the right word, but not to be complacent, Bob.
Well, I think that maybe is it, though, really, Lisa. You know, they're just young men. I mean, they're not old, experienced, worn-out guys like me. And I think they get a big lead, and consciously or slightly unconsciously, they let up a little bit. And then, of course, the big thing that Coach Stoops makes a point of, and he's certainly right, Texas has great players as well. They're trying to make plays, so your opposition has something to do with it. But I think it's kind of a combination of those two, a little bit of a letdown, and the other team has good players.
Well, let's talk about some of those good players. DeMarco Murray, you know, Bob Stoops had talked a lot about him at his weekly press luncheon. Here's a guy that has had to endure so many injuries throughout his career, but he really is having that breakout year, and just you really got to tip your hat to him.
Right. And DeMarco is a good pass receiver as well, and they're using him that way on the flank or in the slot this season. And I think one of the main reasons is his backup, Moses Madu, is having a great season as well, to give DeMarco a rest. In the Cincinnati game, DeMarco was totally out of gas, but Moses Madu had just come out of an injury situation. He couldn't play as much. But if DeMarco gets his proper rest during a ball game, he is really something this year.
Well, Coach Stoops obviously giving very high praise for DeMarco and for Moses, but he also highlighted just he's been very impressed with the progression of the offensive line. I mean, they're showing excellent progress. They're playing physical, and we've got to highlight, you know, being down here in Fort Worth, Ben Haburn, Eric Mensick, and Jarvis Jones. I mean, these are Texas boys that are playing really well.
Right, that's what Texas people kid. You know, they say, well, you have to use Texas boys to win. If the truth be known, Texas is probably the best recruiting state in the union. Not only does Oklahoma recruit in Texas, everybody recruits in Texas because of all the great high school situations there in Texas and the much larger population. I know Oklahoma probably has, 400 or 500 high schools at the most, if that many. Texas has up in the thousands of high schools. So naturally, and they're all great football schools, or most of them. So recruiting in Texas is the way to go if you want to get some great players, and there are an abundance of them. And that's why I think the OU-Texas rivalry is so great, because you know, a lot of times you have guys from Texas playing on both teams, and on occasion somebody from Oklahoma goes to Texas.
Hey, Bob Berry Sr. is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. He needs no introduction. He is the longtime voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. And, you know, we're talking about great players coming out of the state of Texas. What about out of Artesia, New Mexico, Landry Jones? I have to ask you, Bob, what is it like to spend time around this young man? He's exceptional.
Well, I had the opportunity at the Orange Bowl when he was just having been signed as a recruit. The Orange Bowl, which we won't go into since OU lost that. I happened just by happenstance to have breakfast with his mother and father, Landry's mother and father. They're at the Fontainebleau Hotel and got acquainted with them actually before I did their son. And they are fine people, and you could just tell that they would have a son that was polite, gentleman, and a heck of an athlete. And, you know, sometimes this happens on any school that has a superstar. You have a Sam Bradford and Jason White both winning the Heisman over a period of a couple, 3 years, and you expect every quarterback, well, he's not quite there yet, but Landry does have great athletic ability and has a head on his shoulders, a real nice fella, just a very, very impressive guy.
You know, we talk about his physical talent and just even the potential that he has, and we're all looking forward to seeing that evolve as a player, but he really is a young man that is the real deal. I mean, he's very open about his faith, his Christianity, and I have to tell you, it's just refreshing. So many times we hear so many negative things in college football, but here's a young man that really stands up, and, you know, he's not walking his horse two different directions. Bob, can you share a little bit about that as far as his priorities? I mean, it's faith and football.
I really, to be totally honest, and the listeners perhaps won't believe this is true. When you're the play-by-play announcer, you don't really, especially of a football team with so many players, you don't really get to know any of them that, you know, closely, because you're doing your job as an announcer in radio, and after all, we are media, and I know that the players are cautioned by the coaches, you know, watch out for the media. So I would be stretching the truth, we'll put it that way, if I said I knew Landry real well as a person, which I don't. But I do know him by reputation, and watching him and everything you say is true plus some. He's just a great individual and a fine, fine person and a heck of an athlete.
Let's talk some more about his athletic skills and just how he's continuing to grow. Do you see him getting more comfortable in his role? I know that he was a little bit tight, you know, that first game against Utah State, but he's continuing to progress.
He's progressing exactly the way they want him to. And he is, by his own admission, much, much more comfortable in the way things are handled, the way he's approaching a game and so forth. He was really thrown into the fray, you know, when Sam got hurt against BYU and then later against Texas last year. So he got a heck of a jolt being thrown in like that. He's much more comfortable. And as the season goes, you can just see the guy's growing up. He sees things on the field, as they say, and you've heard this yourself, as they say the game is slowing down for him. He can see
Yes.
things that he didn't see at first, you know, and so it makes him a better quarterback.
What do you think the biggest difference is with this team from 1 year ago? I mean, when I look at it on the schedule, they're winning close games.
And they were losing close games last year, so it's hard to pinpoint that, other than to say they are more consistent in what they do. Many coaches use that term, and I think fans just kind of slap it off, but when you're consistent as an offensive lineman, as you mentioned, which is much better than last year, in my opinion, at this point, when you play consistently good or do the things you're supposed to do in a consistent way, you're going to have a chance to win those close games. Now, you know, sometimes the coaches make calls that the fans criticize. Want them to be more consistent. But it's a very competitive game, especially at games like OU Texas, and just the slightest little thing, inconsistency or jumping offside or holding or retaliating after a tough hit, things like that can cost you the ball game. And that's where the Sooners are better this year than they were last year, more disciplined.
Let's talk about the future for the Sooners and the impact that the freshmen are having. That's got Coach Stoops with all smiles.
Exactly. They are really a great freshman class. And this fullback, Trey Millard, is really a talent. I can tell just by Coach Stoops' comments and the way he praises him, he is really going to be great. He's a true freshman, and his name is Trey Millard. And he'll carry the ball. Usually the fullback doesn't carry the ball much in Oklahoma's offense, but already this year he's carried it five times. And really, if you look back, the fullback last year never did carry the ball. So it's a change, and fans or opponents will have to look forward to trying to stop the fullback in OU's offense that they haven't had to do in the past.
We only got time for a couple more questions with Bob Berry Sr. He is Oklahoma's play-by-play voice. I wanted to talk to you about as far as the schedule for the Sooners. They're off this weekend. They get a bye. But you got to love how it just kind of sequences. I mean, they have Iowa State at home, and then they will be in Columbia.
Right. Missouri is much tougher at this point than I thought they would be before the season. And Iowa State, wow, they've been impressive as well.
Yes.
So the Big 12 is pretty good conference this year. It's too bad that Nebraska and Colorado are leaving. Just my own personal opinion, which has no rhyme or reason. I'm glad Colorado's leaving. I'm really sad that Nebraska's leaving. They were a great addition. Colorado, in my mind, should have been in the Pac-10 all along, really.
Well, we've only got time for about one more question with Bob Berry Sr., the legendary voice. We went long in our first segment with Jason Peter, but it is hard to believe, Bob, that after 50 years of calling games for either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, this is going to be your final season. How difficult was it to come to this decision? Because this is your love, your passion, your craft. Did you ever think this day would start to come?
Yes, I did. About the last couple of years, I've known that the time was drawing near. A sportscaster told me several years ago, he said, long before your voice goes, your eyes will go. And I'm just not, you know, I will be 80 next February, and I'm not saying that I'm old, so I'm through. But the older you get, you're not quite as sharp as you were. You can't see quite as well. And that time has arrived, and I still can certainly do the job. But I'm just not as good as I want to be, or good as I think I was before. It's just time, and so I'm very confident and happy with my decision. I'm looking forward to finishing out this year in football, basketball, but it definitely is time for me to hang it up.
Well, and as President David Bourne had shared with me at halftime against Utah State, he had shared that you're still going to be involved in many of the broadcasts as well.
A pregame interview, something like that, but the play-by-play really is it's passed me by. This is going to be my last year there.
Okay, my final question for you is, what's the key to longevity in this career?
Well, I think doing your homework and being prepared.
Yes.
It's like, and I don't know much about this, but when you go into a test in college and you're ready, you've studied, you're ready for the test, that's the way you got to feel when you do. You get your spotter boards, you learn the opposition, you're ready for the play-by-play. That's what the longevity is. Then you go into the game feeling like you're ready for the ball game, and you do a better job that way than if you kind of stumble around and really don't know what you're doing because you haven't prepared.
Well, we enjoy listening to you, and we'll look forward to having you on the broadcast as the season goes along. Bob, thank you so much for stopping by. I know your schedule's incredibly tight, but we certainly appreciate your time.
You're very kind, and I really do appreciate being on with you.
You bet. Boomer Sooner to you, Bob. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.